Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we had Chamishi in Parshas Emor. B'daber Hashem el Moshe le'emor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al b'nei Yisrael le'emor b'chodesh ha'shvi'i b'echad l'chodesh yelechem shavason zichron shua mikra kodesh. Speak to b'nei Yisrael saying, in the seventh month, in the first of the day, will be for you a day of cessation of work in memory of Trua, a holy convocation. Rashi asks, what is a memory of Trua? And he responds that this is mentioning the psukim of Zichronos and the psukim of Shofros to remind you of the Akedas Yitzchak, and in their place a ram was brought. This is what is a Zichron Trua, according to Rashi. All means of skilled labor shall not be done, and you will bring a fire offering to Hashem. Rashi says, what is the fire offering? It is the Musaf, of course, that is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, and as it's called, Chumash Pikudim, the Sefer of Counting. V'daber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Ach be'asro l'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh yom ha'kippurim hu mikra kodesh yelachem. Only on the 10th of the 7th month will be a day of atonement. It will be a holy fixed day for you, and you will afflict your souls, and you will bring a fire offering to Hashem. Rashi says, what does this mean, ach? It's a funny way to begin a pasuk. Ach and rak is a miut. It means to come to exclude something. What does it mean? Because Rashi says that it means it's only for people who do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, Yom Kippurim is not going to work its kapara on you. V'chob olacha lo sasu be'etzem hayom hazeh ki Yom Kippurim hu l'chaper aleichem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. And all manner of skilled labor will not be done on this very day, because it is a day of atonement to atone for you before Hashem, your God. Ki koha nefesh asher lo si'uneh be'etzem hayom hazeh v'nechasa me'ameha. Because anyone who does not afflict themselves on this very day, they will be cut off from their people. V'chol nefesh asher ta'aseh kol malacha be'etzem hayom hazeh v'ha'avadti es ha'nefesh ha'hi mikerav amah. And any soul, anybody that will do a skilled work on this day, on this very day, I will cause their soul to be lost from amongst its nation. Rashi said, I'm not 100% clear what's going on over here, because it says Karis everywhere else, but here it says that I will cause them to be lost. He says, I don't know what it means, but just know that that we're talking about Karis over here, and Karis is being lost. Kol malacha lo sa'asu chukas olam l'doroseichem b'chol mashmoseichem. All skilled labor you shall not do. This is an eternal statute for your generations in all of your homes. Shabbos shabbason hu lachem b'nisem es nafshoseichem b'sish'a l'chodesh b'erev me'erev ad erev tishpesu shabbatchem. Will be a day of total cessation for you, and you will afflict your souls on the 9th of the month, and at night, from the night to the night, your Sabbath will be observed. Rashi says, why don't we bring up Kol Malacha again? And he says, it's in case a person would do many, many averas all with the same thing in mind, or at the same time, that both the night and the day have the same Kedushas Hayom and are prohibited from doing Malacha.